As part of NWPB's election coverage, our reporters have been answering the questions you asked in our election survey. One listener is interested in Washington's election security. NWPB's Phineas Pope reports.
Voter fraud might be the phrase that comes to mind when you think of election security.
With our centralized state system, we're able to detect and prevent voter fraud in many cases and identify it and take action with law enforcement as necessary.
That's Stuart Holmes, the Director of Elections for the Washington Secretary of State's office. One of the many ways Washington prevents voter fraud is due to cooperation between the Department of Health, the Social Security Administration, and other states reporting people who have died.
We flag that voter record, and then an election administrator compares the two records, confirms if it's a match, and then that registration is canceled.
There's also ways to track name and address changes when voters move.
If a voter lets us know that they've moving from another state, or we identify that they've moved from another state, we let that other state know so that they have a possibility of preventing dual voting accidentally or intentionally in two states.
It is possible to receive two ballots in the mail, especially if you're moving during an election cycle. Holmes says after an election, though, another comparison takes place to see if voters actually participated or attempted to vote in more than one state.
And if we identify those are forwarded to the county auditor for investigation, and those will get referred to the prosecutor if they believe any criminal activity has occurred.
And if you receive someone else's ballot in the mail, don't worry, you didn't do anything wrong. But Holmes says, don't just throw it away.
Right on the outside of it, not at this address, throw it back in the mailbox or put it in the ballot drop box if you're dropping all your ballots off. That local election official will then be able to take action on that voter registration so no future ballots are issued.
If you do throw it away, there will be no indication that the person has moved. As far as cyber threats, Holmes says there are ways to prevent and detect any nefarious activity. He says one of the great things is that Washington's tabulation system is not connected to the internet.
With the combination of paper ballots, we're able to have a lot of evidence and chain of custody and controls to prevent unauthorized access to the tabulation equipment.
And to ensure the tabulation equipment is working correctly, there will be a statewide risk-limiting audit.
Where random ballots will be selected of all of the ballots that are returned and manually compared to the tabulated result to ensure that that technology is accurately interpreting the votes that were marked by the voter on that paper ballot.
Voters have several options for returning ballots. In 2022, ballot drop boxes were the most common option. Recently, some boxes were set on fire in Washington and Oregon. Even still, Holmes says voters should remain confident in the safety and security of drop boxes.
State and federal agencies are doing everything they can to support our election officials. Local law enforcement are doing everything to protect the local ballot drop boxes and voting centers to make them safe for both the voters and the election staff that operate in them.
Voters can find more resources, including archived audits, ballot return statistics, and voting security information on the Washington Secretary of State's website. That's linked on nwpb.org/elections coverage. I'm Phineas Pope, reporting.